Michigan State head men's basketball coach Tom Izzo. Coach, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
The big 4-0-0. How was it winning your 400th game?
Well, it didn't seem much different, except that it was a big Big Ten win, and that's about it. But as I said many a times, I guess I'm learning that some things that don't seem to matter as much now. As Magic Johnson said to our team in 2000 in the locker room, you know, as time goes on, you appreciate different things a little differently, and it's never during the heat of the battle that you appreciate them. It's probably later on in life. And you know, one of the memory-making moments that you have in this job, and it's kind of fun to share it with your players and your fans in a home venue.
I remember when you were named the head coach while Judd was still here, and the papers just went bananas. Izzo, who, what the heck is going on when you think about back then as compared to now? What a ride.
Well, it really was, you know, and that's why I owe a lot to, you know, some of the guys that were instrumental. Of course, Judd was the ringleader and got it going, and Gordon Geyer was our president then, and you got guys like Joe Ferguson who were on the board then, and, you know, there's just a lot of different people that I think were involved in taking a chance on me, and I think that's one of the reasons I have tremendous loyalty to this place, because without it, I would have never gotten the chance I got. I can guarantee you that.
Did you hear all the naysayers when you were named to that job and during that first year, which was a little tough? Did you hear that, and what were you thinking?
When I was named, I didn't hear as many, but after the second year when we were, you know, I thought decent at 17-12, and the next year we started out, I think, 3-4. I heard every naysayer then, and I understood it. I really did. I understood it. But, you know, thank goodness for all of us that it worked out the way it did. And hopefully now we're just in the midst of, you know, really continually trying to accomplish something special.
Did you ever doubt?
You know, I didn't doubt what I thought I could do. But, I you know, whenever you take on something that, you know, I'd never been a head coach, so... you know, I mean, I guess when you're laying in bed at night, you definitely have some questions in your mind. I mean, I think anybody would be lying if they didn't tell you that. But did I ever think it couldn't get done? No, I never thought that way. I still remember recruiting Cleaves and Peterson and those guys, and I said, we're going to get on national TV all the time. We're going to be a national program, and we're going to, you know, get to a Final Four. I'm not sure I told them we were going to win a national championship, but that was the dream and goal when I recruited them, and sure enough, 5 years later, it happened.
Coach, you recently had your yearly rendezvous where you get all the former players to come back. Tell us about that. Did you learn anything new? Did you have any new interesting conversations?
Well, the new part was we tried to really hard to get guys back from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, you know, and we, Mike Toplosky and Steve Polonowski, were two guys that did a great job of that, and, you know, it was fun getting some of the older guys back and having them meet with the younger guys. It is one of the more special days I have at Michigan State each year, and where some people have five-year reunions, I'm gonna have two-year reunions just because it's such an enjoyable time.
It's interesting to watch this team as opposed to last year, maybe the year before. This team is back to that Izzo ball, scraping and scratching and bumping and grinding and being physical and diving on the floor. It must be fun for you.
Well, it is, you know, and as I said, you know, we've documented it a million times. There's a lot of ways to win. You just stated, you know, even the year before, we went to a Final Four and won the Big Ten championship, and yet I'm not sure I would disagree with you, you know. But each year with different players, you're asked to win different ways. As far as last year goes, you know, as I stated many times, there was a lot of different issues, and one was injuries that was out of our control. Some of them were in our control, but, you know, this year, hey, we got a long season left to go yet, but I think we've already accomplished a lot of things, not satisfied with any of them, but at least we're headed in the right direction, and a lot of that definitely goes to Draymond and Austin Thornton. When you have good senior leadership, it handles a lot of issues that coaches don't have to deal with.
Coach, I have a lot of relatives and friends who are Michigan fans. 5 years ago, they'd always be all over me about football and tell me that basketball didn't matter. And now, all of a sudden, basketball matters because we've beaten them four times in football. This three-game skid to them is killing me. Tell me we're going to see better things at home.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, I mean, I think everything is kind of cyclical in every event. You know, I mean, I've been on both sides of that coin, and yet we've had a hell of a run over a 10-year period, and you know, plan on getting that back. There's no question about it. We lost a tough game down there by one, and you know, I'm excited for the rematch when it comes. But there's games before that, and there's practices before that, and the old George Perlis theory of taking it one game at a time is what I got to do right now. And because as you learned even last night, you know, or Indiana almost beats Wisconsin, and you know, Nebraska goes in and beats Iowa. Our league, Tony, is no question the best it's been in the years I've been here, top to bottom.
Is the Big Ten the toughest league in the nation this year?
Oh, I don't think there's even a question. I mean, you got the, and give them credit, you got the Big 12 with three teams ranked in the top 10. But as I've always said, it's not, that's not the issue. The issue is always, you know, what are the bottom of the league do? It's not determined by the top. The top has determined Duke and Carolina for many years, but I think the key to a successful league is, does your bottom half, are they competitive? Ours are not only competitive, they're beating the top half. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm prejudiced, but I'll stack it against any, and that does not include just how we do in the tournament or things like that. I mean, it's over a body of work, which is a whole year.
Coach, one more Michigan question. I was sitting on the floor in Ann Arbor, and I was right across from the Michigan bench, and this is the first game in a long time that I just watched both benches. I watched the coaches, and that game was really something because it was just one play away from Michigan State winning. That's just got to be a killer, but yet encouraging that you're so close to getting over the hump when it comes to a game like that, because the Spartans didn't play one of their best games,
no,
but they were grinding it out, and there they were.
Well, I think that's a good way to put it. You know, I did not think that we played very well. Maybe they deserve some credit for that, no question, but I think we deserve some blame for that. But we still had our chance. We're five up, you know, and we needed one or two stops, and that's where right now I still have the biggest question marks. You know, we're very, very young on the perimeter, and it's okay to have one young guy in the perimeter, but when you got two, it creates some holes. You can always cheat or game plan or do something around one, but it's harder to do that around two or sometimes even three guys. And so our inexperience, you know, caught us a little bit. But at the same time, if you look at our four losses, you know, Northwestern played so good. We led by nine in that game. And Michigan played pretty well. We lose by one. And, you know, we lose by four or five to Duke. And I think 10 or 12 to Carolina. And, you know, so we've been, and most of our wins, have, most of them have been pretty 10-point wins or more. So we've had a hell of a year, but we've accomplished nothing yet. You know, now's when you start accomplishing things. So we got to settle up here for the stretch run, which is the last half of the Big Ten season.
Hey, Coach, I'm not asking you for an opinion one way or another, but I'd be interested to get your take on the Joe Paterno situation, just as an observer. From what you've seen and everything that has transpired, what's your take on that story?
Well, unfortunately, I'm a little tired today because I didn't get a chance to watch the tribute to him yesterday afternoon live, and I caught the replay at, you know, I think it was on from 11 to 1:30 last night or something, and I stayed up for every minute of it. I love Joe Paterno. I'm a big Joe Paterno fan. I do love what he stands for, and you know, I don't know if any of us will ever know the real truth of everything that happened, but again, I go on body of work. You know, if you believe in the guy up above, you know, everybody's going to make a mistake. I'm not saying he did either. I don't know the whole situation, but I know this. If I had a son that could play football, I have no problem sending them to Joe Paterno. And you know, I think, you know, the tribute and the players that spoke and the lives he touched, the impact he had on not only football, on college life, on, you know, the country, was second to none. So I just feel privileged that I had a chance to know him and, you know, eat dinner with him at a few Big Ten meetings and share some stories and where I listened and he talked. But he'll go down as one of the all-time greatest.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck against Illinois on Tuesday.
Thanks, Tony.